Maybe that should just be our start. Just me whispering penis gently into the microphone.
We didn't hear that last one. The last one we didn't get. No, we don't get that on Discord. You only get that on the recording.
What?
We don't get the penis. That one's for the edit only.
Oh, for that's bonus. Bonus features.
Right.
It's like DVD extras.
I have an intro.
Okay. Go on.
First, we have to do hello. We have to do a hello, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, I didn't hear the last bit.
That was one note. Let's do two notes. We're going to go. Hello. Ready?
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Peak Millennial, the podcast where we dive into the intricacies of modern relationships and empower you to navigate the complexities of love, dating, and everything in between. In a world saturated with dating apps, social media... It's a very long intro.
did AI write this or something?
Shut up. Social media connections and ever-changing expectations. It's easy to feel lost in the maze of modern relationships. But fear not, fellow millennials, for you are not alone. See, it's relevant.
Join us as we travel,
unravel the mysteries of love, tackle the challenges of commitment, and explore the nuances of communication in a way that resonates with our generation. Whether you're single and searching, newly coupled, or navigating the ups and downs of long-term relationships, we've got you covered. Along the way, we'll chat with experts, share personal experiences, and offer practical advice as both relatable and realistic. We'll delve into the depths of attraction, explore the dynamics of conflict resolution, and uncover the secrets to building a lasting connection. So whether you're seeking clarity, craving validation,
can you get into the podcast? Because
or simply looking for a space to connect with like-minded individuals, Peak Millennial is your one-stop shop for relationship guidance.
That was...
Together, let's navigate the highs and lows of love, embrace the challenges, and celebrate the triumphs. Welcome to the peak of millennial relationships, where authenticity, self-discovery, and meaningful connections reign supreme.
Gio, you didn't have to write your dissertation again.
Boom, baby! Podcast done.
What happened? I feel like I'm having a COVID fever dream again.
You guessed within 3 seconds. I did ask AI to write me a podcast introduction.
I don't like this. Don't include AI in our podcast. I'm scared of it, okay? I don't like AI. I'm so scared.
I thought we needed an intro and I couldn't be bothered to write one. And it wrote me such a long and thought out one. I thought it was rude not to read it out.
Can you ask it to write a concise one next time?
Yeah, I can do that too. Okay, next time we'll do a concise one.
I kind of liked it, to be honest, but I feel like it took us a long time to get into anything like even vaguely funny.
But it even made it relevant, and I put in very little prompt.
That is, yeah. I mean,
I gave it the title. That was it.
AI is kind of, I don't know. AI is scary. I don't like it. I don't trust it. Like Anna says, they're all listening to us all the time. I don't like it.
That was a bit about our podcast. Surprisingly accurate. A bit non-accurate in some places.
The expert advice, I would say, was the most accurate part.
Well, what is an expert on relationships other than a human being?
We are both in relationships, so I guess.
We are both human beings.
That's debatable.
That's all we need, baby. We never explained the format of the podcast. Explain the format of the podcast.
What the format? Well, okay, we do... I've done it sometimes, but I guess for any new listeners... Yeah. We have two questions.
Yeah.
Sometimes they throw in an am I the asshole because it's fun. And then we have a topic at the end. Gio's hidden the topic from me for this podcast episode.
The topic.
He's going to spring it on me. And then we're on camera at the moment. And then he's going to flash me. And we're going to have to block each other on all social media.
It's written on my tits. The topic of the podcast. Just like the stars of the sky.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if that was actually how you revealed to me every time?
But they would never know.
Yeah, true.
They would never know that here in the podcast studio, I'm ready to get my nips out at any time. In the warm light of our Northern Scotland podcast studio that we're recording in right now.
And the warm breath of your dog who's lying behind you.
That's the wind outside.
Oh, beautiful.
Fucking Scottish wind. Can't get away from it.
It is Highland windy cow. In the Scottish Highlands.
I know.
What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
But rent is fantastic up here.
True. True.
That's why we choose to commute here every other week to do the podcast.
Well, actually, it's been like before this one, the last one, I mean, it's been about 8 months. So
that's how long it takes to get up here.
That's just a one way.
What else is there in Scotland? Have you got an iron brew?
What we should do is we should do a little winter staycation near our studio, and then Anna and
Joe Biden
can go off for a walk with the dogs, and then me and you record a live podcast.
Shall I do my question first?
We haven't done any catch up bit, Gio. We haven't
done
any.
We don't need a catch up. Come on, we're in Scotland, man.
What has happened the last time I spoke to you? What has been going on? Anna's here in the background.
Oh, fuck. Anna's here in the background. Doesn't want to be on a podcast because no love. No love for podcast listeners. No love for peak millennial.
I mean, she is our only listener, so. Be kind of pointless if she was on it, really.
She's the only listener. She doesn't contribute to the podcast. She doesn't send us emails at peakmillennial@gmail.com.
Oh, plug the email. I actually have something to tell you about that email. I can't get into it.
No, dude, what? Are you joking?
No. It's on my phone, and I've tried to change the password, but it won't let me. So,
fuck it out. Wait, can we receive emails? No.
Yeah.
But only on your phone, and if you ever change phone, then we can't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Just keep the same phone forever. What are you crying about?
Yeah, fine.
iPhone 3.
Soon everything will be like in holograms implanted in your eyes, and I'll still have my iPhone 6 or whatever it is. It's not a 6. I don't know what it is.
If we could do a VR podcast where it was us sat around a table and the listener could sit on the third place at the table.
The single listener. I'm glad you're appreciating it.
Anna could I'm glad with you're a VR headset, she could sit at the table and watch us podcast and like wave her arms about and feel like she was interacting with us. How cool would that be?
I mean, she is literally behind you.
Yeah, I know, so but imagine if it was in VR. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Wasn't that interesting? Do you remember the time where we thought VR was like going to be the next big thing?
It's pretty big. It's all right.
Is it?
It's pretty big. We could do a VR podcast. We definitely could do that. People could. If Google Cardboard was still big, we could 100% do that.
Yeah, true. I just don't think anyone wants to see both of us in person.
It's awkwardly sat with each other at a table in Scotland.
Yeah. I don't think anyone... I don't want to see that. And I'm half of
man.
It.
Come on, man.
What have you been up to?
We went to feed some bovines, didn't we?
What the fuck is a bovine? She's
nodding.
Is it a cow?
Anna's nodding. Yeah, we went to feed some cows. We fed the hugest fucking cows you've ever seen. These cows were bigger than horses. I'm not even joking. They were bigger than fucking horses. Dude, I didn't know cows could get this big. I'm not even joking. This must have been like a 7-8 foot tall cow. No exaggeration.
Aren't cows bigger than horses anyway?
No. No, maybe like thicker.
In India, I've encountered a lot of big cows.
Oh, well, fair enough then. You got big cows over there. We've got the humble English cows over here, bred for warmth and transport.
Nah, they're big over there. They'll stop a motorway full of traffic, I tell you that.
But then we saw Highland cows, and they've got, well, these ones had stubby little legs.
Oh, I love Highland cows.
They were very cute. Although they were very aggressive, these ones. I think they're a bit...
Have you ever seen what a cow looks like when it's been blow-dried?
I think I may have seen this. Cow when blow-dried. I'm assuming we're looking at this one.
What the fuck? Hold on. Anna just sent me a photo. Holy shit. They really are big.
Yeah.
Holy mother. Fucking hell. Anna, it looks like they'd eat you in one bite.
They would. I gave one a bit of bread and it did kind of bite my finger a bit. And I thought, I ain't getting this fucking back. There's no way.
Do you have 9 fingers now?
We fed them loaves of bread, like loaves. They would just take a loaf.
Yeah, I can see.
It was fucking so hell. Funny.
That is not a cow. I think that's an elephant.
I told you they're big, dude.
Yeah, I have to admit, I didn't believe you that much. But you showed me that photo.
They were huge cows.
That's a fucking big cow.
Yeah.
Is that a pumpkin?
They love pumpkins. Yeah, this one loves pumpkins. Yeah, a whole pumpkin. Cows are big, dude. Well,
it is making light work of this pumpkin.
It was a very big
Listeners,
cow.
That is a fucking huge cow.
So that's what we did. But last week, we ran out of time before I could talk about Love Village. So I'd like to take a moment to talk about Love Village, please.
Yes. Yeah, go for it.
So we showed you Love Village, didn't we? At your house. We watched an episode.
We did, we did.
Imagine a reality TV show about dating, but it wasn't shit. That is basically what Love Village is.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
So it's 10, I don't know, 10, I lied just now. I don't know if it's 10.
It's a lot more than 10.
Think of it as like about 15 or some shit like that. It doesn't matter if that's the number. There's 15, like, Japanese people. I want to say that all over 30. All over 30, straight away, that's a pretty big dick move right there.
Yeah.
But not just like, oh, my name's Deborah, I'm 31 from Manchester. No, there's people like 65 years old on there, like looking for love again. Fantastic. They get put in this decrepit traditional Japanese house. They have to like do it up whilst also learning how to love again. And it's mm-hmm. beautiful. All the music is Backstreet Boys based.
Yeah, it was.
And they have to confess their love for each other by ringing a bell out in the garden. So ding 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 ding. Oh, Deborah, I think I love you. Will you be my girlfriend over 30? And if she says no,
will you be my girlfriend over 30?
If she says no, you get booted off the show. Which is harsh.
I don't think we got that far.
I mean, that is harsh. That is the rules. If you say yes, then you get to walk out hand in hand. And if you say no, the other person gets booted off the show, which is tremendous.
It reminds me of it's like a Japanese dating in the dark, but they can see each other.
And everyone's really awkward. Everyone is super awkward.
It is wonderful. I wanna watch more of it. I should force
Joe Biden
to watch more
of it. It is tremendous. So good.
I mean,
Joe Biden.
Not watch a lot of reality TV shows. After but this is wholesome. Love is Blind. Yeah, but after I forced him to watch Love is Blind, I don't know how much he trusts my judgment.
Yeah, you can't blame him.
To be honest, I don't blame him. Yeah.
You can't blame him. But no one's looking for like Instagram fame. Half of them don't even know what Instagram is. It's true. Fantastic. It's a good palate cleanser.
It is quite wholesome.
And that's what you need sometimes. A lovely
Not
wholesome.
Not as wholesome as the other one.
Terrace House.
Terrace House. Not as
I know, but let's not talk about Terrace House. I can't
get back into it. No. You're correct.
It's not coming back. She ain't coming back.
There was one thing that I wanted to talk about on the podcast again.
Okay.
Because I teased it last episode.
You did? What was it? Was it joke?
So I mentioned about how Luna doesn't like everyone.
Okay.
And I will explain this now.
Luna, your dog. First time listener.
Yes. First time listeners.
Welcome to
and people who don't know me.
Welcome.
I have a dog called Luna. The dog is Gio's dog's sister.
It's true. We're related by dog.
We are related by dog. And we have a plumber in our house, plumber, builder, whatever the fuck, who's done a lot of work. He doesn't do it anymore for reasons I will not disclose. But he, is the only... Luna just kept barking at him.
Really?
Was not, like, as friendly and stuff and, like, would not let him touch her. Like, the only person I've ever seen her react like that. Like, she was not having any of it.
Mm.
It was really interesting. Because she's, she's friend to all. She loves all people. She's fine with everyone. She goes up to everyone. She loves attention. But he, she would not stop barking. It was very interesting. And I was like, Luna can just sense bad vibes.
Maybe she's just racist and he's like Polish or something. She's like, not having that.
No, he's English. Not having that. Maybe she's racist against English people.
She doesn't like.
That's fair enough.
She doesn't like good British boys.
I didn't know how to react to that, so...
Some dogs, they know vibes. They can guess, they know the vibes people bring.
I also do know that Luna has a strong preference towards Indian women. For obvious reasons. She'll just, like, I'm not kidding, she'll go up to random Indian women in the park and be like, oh, family.
maybe she is racist. You guys just haven't clocked it yet.
I think I also think, I'm not joking, I actually think Luna's on the spectrum. I'm not kidding.
No!
I'm not joking. I actually think she is. Because
Why?
She cannot, you know how they always say, like, dogs can sense your emotions and how you're feeling. And blah, blah. Luna does not. I'm sorry. She doesn't at all. Like, I don't think she understands emotion. Like, I think she might be autistic. I have an autistic dog.
Luna.
Yeah. It's all right, though. I love her. I love her regardless,
A top dog. She's a top dog.
She is a top dog.
See, Ginny can recognize emotion, but she just doesn't give a shit.
do, buddy.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, maybe they're the same. But that's pretty much it. What is that what you've been up to? I don't know, that's not what you've been up to. That's just something that's happened to you.
Yeah, I've not been up to much. Still unemployed.
Been trapped in the house like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Year 27.
I've just basically, actually, so I have a Cineworld unlimited card, as you know.
Oh, jeez.
And so I've just been like, well, I'm paying for it. I might as well just go to the cinema during the day. So it'll be fairly empty and I'll just see whatever I want. And it's been fucking great. I'll tell you that. I love it. I mean, because I just book stuff and I know nothing about the film.
That's pretty good.
And it's been great. Like, I instead of being so selective, I just literally see everything anytime.
Fair, man.
Love it. I'm having a great time.
What's the best film in the cinema then? What are we checking out here?
So I saw a film called Bottoms.
Okay.
That is, I'm not kidding, it's one of the best films I've seen in a long time.
Is it?
It's fucking hilarious. So it's about these two girls who are in high school who are lesbians.
Okay.
And they start a female fight club to try and get with other girls. That's the premise.
I can't see it on Cineworld.
Oh, maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not real. Cinema. Maybe you dreamt it.
Oh, it would be a good dream if I did. I'd make it a real film if I did. Has Iowa Debbery in it, who's in The Bear and other things.
Okay, okay.
No one else really that famous.
Sometimes I like that, though.
I think it was quite like a small indie film.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got a very, very limited US release, and then it did really well. Like, it's been out for ages in America, and it did really well, and then it's only, like, just come over to the UK.
Yeah.
Because it did so well. And like, obviously, because of the strikes and everything, like, no one was allowed to promote it.
But because
people were watching it and liked it so much, everyone was talking about it online, and it's done really well. So
can't see it. Yeah. Must not exist. Sorry, dude.
It's a shame for you, really, because it was so funny. Like,
Bottom.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I actually, on Letterboxd, I gave it 5.5 stars because...
Damn.
I don't like one of the leads.
I don't like watching films and shows about kids.
She was rude to one of our previous guest hosts.
What?
Yep. In New York. New York. They met at a comedy thingy show, whatever, and she was mean to my friend.
Dude, I'm fucking watching that shitty film then. Fuck that, dude.
Exactly.
Enemy of the podcast, Bottoms. Fuck you, dude.
No.
Fuck but you.
I also watched a film called Cat Person, which I knew nothing about before I went into it. And it was one of the most batshit films I've seen in a long time. Oh. Yeah. Would I recommend it? I don't know. I think so.
Great. Because
it was just a bit weird.
I should put down the poster.
Would I recommend it?
I think so.
That is pretty much it.
That's pretty cute.
Joe Biden
came back from America.
America.
He had been away for 2 weeks, and I did feel like I was losing my mind, which is crazy because, like, year ago, I didn't know who he was or that he existed. And then it was like 2 weeks away from him, and I literally felt like I was losing my mind. It's been very nice. The first day he was back, he was so jet lagged. We just lay on the sofa and just like watched loads of stuff. It was great.
Fair hombre. Pretty fair.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to see each other next weekend. We managed
on the podcast in Scotland, baby.
We will. Actually, I think we will not record a podcast and enjoy Scotland. Each other's company in person.
Okay.
Sorry,
podcasters. That's a fucking downer right there, dude. Yeah.
We will be having fun without
you,
actually.
We'll be present.
Well, I mean, our two listeners will be
devastated.
There, so.
No.
I checked. I'm not joking. Since I uploaded the podcast yesterday, it's already gotten downloads.
Shut up. Downloads?
I'd say I'm quite surprised.
Downloads always sound so seedy. What are they doing with that audio? Stream it or fucking bin it.
I don't want to know.
Don't keep me on your phone hanging about with your fucking pictures, you bastard.
Ooh.
Get me off of there. It's your data, you lazy fuck.
I'm not going to keep that in, Gio. Save it funny for the podcast.
What the fuck? What, dude?
I'm not going to keep that in our top secret data.
Oh. Well,
maybe
bleep
I'll bleep it with Joe Biden.
Yeah, bleep it with Joe Biden.
Do something else for me to bleep it with.
We're like Netflix. We don't release statistics. Bleep it with something else. Bleep it with...
I might just use you going, I asked
Joe Biden
how he felt about being referred to as Joe Biden the whole podcast.
Okay.
And he said he liked it. So there you go, dude. I'm going to keep it.
There you go. There's a new sex name right there.
No.
Joseph Biden.
I will not be calling him that.
Joseph Biden. If we say it enough, it'll get stuck in your head. You won't be able to resist. Joseph Biden.
Oh, that will be very bad.
Are you going now? Oh, Biden. That's what you'll say.
Oh, God. No, I hate that. Thanks. what was I going to say? Okay, should we get into it?
Yes. I have a question that I'm very passionate about.
Go first, then.
I tell a lie. I'm not passionate about this question in particular. It touched on a subject that I thought, oh, yeah, that'd be funny. That's what I'm trying to say, really.
Right, okay. That's not the same thing, but that's fine.
This might actually not be a very good question. I just got triggered by the title and I thought were funny, so...
Okay.
She cancelled our date because of my zodiac sign. There you go. That's why I thought it was good. So the question doesn't really matter, does it? Because we're touching on the subject.
That is straight bollocks.
That is peak millennial, dude. That's what that is.
that actually is.
I'm a bit thrown off by that. Oh, sorry.
That, dare I say, is peak millennial.
Peak millennial. All right. Yo! Anna can be... Who do you want to be?
Oh, is Anna getting bleeped out now?
Yeah, who's hip? Who's hip?
Anna's been...
No,
Anna's
you don't have to bleep her out, but we can...
the podcast several... She's been just, on the podcast.
We can just do one for her so she doesn't feel left out. Who can she be?
I was going to say Joe Biden's wife, but I don't think that's a good idea.
Who's Joe Biden's wife?
I don't know. Elizabeth Biden.
Michelle Obama. Right.
Perfect. Perfect.
Anna Michelle Obama
is a strong black woman. I would say
the strongest
in spirit.
I cough off the camera.
I move away from the mic.
I'm a bit thrown off by this, but I was cancelled on due to my zodiac sign. Throughout the week before work, I visited a coffee shop. I go practically every weekday, and I've been seeing the same barista there every morning. We seem to click well with our small conversation, and after chatting with her for a few weeks, I decided to offer her my number. Since she was on the clock, she declined to take my number, but That's gave fair. Me her snappy chat. We chatted for a bit on the snappy chat, and agreed to go on a date Friday. About an hour after that, she said she wouldn't be able to go out with me because she saw on my Snap profile that I was an Aries. She said she doesn't date Aries, but it was nice meeting me.
Oh, shit. Okay. Whoa.
Is this something that is common in the dating world? I've never been rejected over my zodiac sign before, so it kind of surprised me. There you go.
What did an Aries do to her in the past? That
should we see what Aries means? Maybe we'll uncover it.
I need to know what they did.
What does being Aries mean?
The thing is, if you had said this, right?
Yeah.
And then his sign was a Pisces.
Yeah.
I would have been like, yes, fair enough.
Oh, fucking hell, you're one of them. Jesus fucking Christ.
Only because I dated a Pisces once, I will never do it again.
Okay, but you could, that person, like, what? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. That I'm fine with that.
What size shoe do they have? Size 7 feet. Well, you should be, I'm never dating a size 7 shoe again.
Yeah.
It's written in the soles.
Listen, that is well within my rights, okay?
Well, it is, but if it doesn't make do you that, not a fucking dumb.
That's true.
Come on, man. Aries people are fearless and strong when it comes to face the challenges. That's what came up on Google. The challenges, you know, all of them.
I just think it's, I mean... I get that people get really into it and all that kind of stuff. That's fine.
I don't.
It's like religion, though, isn't it? Like, you can get... you. Is it? You know, yes. Is it? It's like a belief system. You know, some people believe it, some people don't. I think how can you categorise everyone in the world down to 12 categories? It doesn't make sense to me.
There's a lot of categories.
It's not that... Considering there are, like, what, billions of people in the world?
How many do you want?
A billion?
There's only so many personality traits you can divide up.
So you come into this saying it's all bollocks, and now you're defending it. So what is the truth, Gio?
I don't know what the truth is, dude. Maybe it's in the fucking stars, hombre. I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, on the one hand, do I think this is ridiculous? Yes. On the other hand, as a woman dating men, I think you can put in whatever parameters you want, really.
I mean, I think that, I'm trying to think of something even remote. Something that isn't swearing to say about the zodiac signs.
The thing is,
they were invented.
Some of my relatives are the same zodiac sign and, like, could not be more different people.
There you go.
However, my sister is a Libra.
Joe Biden
is also a Libra.
Okay.
And they are very similar.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I think is the answer.
What are you, Ange?
I'm a Virgo.
Fucking typical. Doing a podcast with a fucking Virgo, babe.
Do you want to Google what it says about Virgos?
Fucking ridiculous. All right, okay. Right, I was going to read. Michelle Obama.
Is an Aquarius?
How do I search this?
No, she's the other one.
Virgo personality trait.
I know your birthday is the 18th of January. I just don't know when the... Capricorn. What zodiac? Capricorn.
Okay. What the fuck is that then?
Sure.
I think that's the horns.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
No, that is my bad. I was like, it's a bunny rabbit.
On the appearance, Virgos are humble, self-effacing.
I don't think you're humble. What the fuck does that mean?
Industrious and practical, but under the surface, they are frequently natural, kind and sympathetic as benefits their zodiac sign.
No, I think all of my suggestions on this podcast have been break up with them. I think I've been very unsympathetic. So,
are you a methodical and quick thinker, yet have so much mental energy that you're frequently stressed and tense? There you go. Virgo.
I can't say no.
There you go.
But I would not say I'm a quick thinker. I think I'm very slow.
Be my one.
You're a Cancer, aren't you?
I'm a Cancer. I'm a crab man. Proud to be a crab man.
I love crab.
Typical sun in Cancer traits. What does that mean?
I love crabs.
I love crabs. Okay, thanks.
You didn't see the face I made up.
Cancer traits include being I've got a lot of traits, guys. Prepare yourselves. Nurturing, sensitive, compassionate, self-protective, security-seeking, and offering, loving, and displaying a goofy, ingrown hairs, sense of humour. There you go.
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Anyway, you obviously think it's okay to not date someone based off their zodiac sign. Change your mind.
I think based off their zodiac sign, I think that's mad. I think if she didn't want to date him, she just should have said, like, I'm really sorry, like, I'm not feeling this. And that would have been, like, a perfectly acceptable thing.
Yes.
But saying, I'm not dating you because of your zodiac sign
Exactly.
Kind
now
of
it's like, hey, fuck you. Now it's like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
I'm not to get all, like, you know, woke here.
Let's bring
it down. I just think, like, not dating someone, not even getting to know, not even going on a first date with someone, and getting to know someone based on something that they can't control when they were born.
Exactly.
How is that fair?
However,
I believe women. So I think she's in her right to do whatever she wants. So #, I'm with her.
I think
that is
if you're
feminism.
If you know more about zodiacs than we do on this podcast, you need to get a hobby.
I know.
I think that's what it is.
I know, like, there's like a different moon sign and other stuff, but like that's all I know about it. I like that. Okay, good point. Right, my mum. I say that about my own point. my mum said that in India there are different horoscopes.
Right, so how can any of them be real then?
So that's what she says. She's like, which one do you believe then?
What do I have to do to get the Indian ones? Do I got to be born over there? Do I got to visit for a day?
No. You have to sacrifice your firstborn, which is what my mum did. And
Rest
actually,
in peace.
A third. No, I'm joking. That's actually quite a dark joke. people probably have done that.
Not for the Indian Libras.
No, I don't know. I don't know how. Should I Google it? Indian
zodiac
horoscope.
Indian zodiac.
Ah, it's just porn. No, I'm joking.
What if we had a whole section of the podcast that was, and this week your Indian zodiac.
What should we read? I'm going to read my daily horoscope. Why not? Daily horoscope.
Wait, let me read some replies to this question. Hang on.
Virgo. We'll get into it. Okay. Do you want to read? Shall I read my daily horoscope? Right. This is from Elle. Okay?
Is this Indian?
Elle magazine.
Is this Indian or is this white man?
This is Caucasian version. Caucasian edition.
The corkscope.
Okay. My horoscope, Caucasian edition. Don't divulge your deepest feelings to people beyond your inner circle today. Oh. It's not that new friends don't play a valuable role in your life. Today's alliance of the moon and the healing comet Chiron. Chiron?
Chiron. Chakaron, shout out.
Can actually help you get closer to acquaintances who have all the makings of future close friends. There's no hurry in handing out all access passes, though. It takes time to build up that level of trust and intimacy. Give your connection a chance to evolve naturally. See, what's funny about this is I have not interacted with anyone that's like literally no one that I don't know.
It never says that, does it?
And haven't known. I've known you for like, what, 9 years? That is, I think, the lowest length of time that I've interacted with anyone I've known with today. So, you know.
Maybe it's a metaphorical meaning. Maybe you just got to look.
I knew you in a past life, Gio. That's why we're such good friends.
Maybe you read the wrong one. Read the Indian one. That's what you need, dude.
Yeah. It's because I am Indian.
It's the motherland.
Actually, doesn't work.
Dude.
Yeah.
Do I have an Italian horoscope? Hang on. Give me a second. Italian. I only use those Italian stars. Italian Cancer horoscope today. Cancer and horoscopes. Yeah, we don't have a cool Italian one, though. Must be bullshit if we don't have one.
True.
Today's matches. What the fuck is all this? This is great. Right, today, I love a Pisces. Sorry, babe. I'm off.
Oh, get fucked.
Michelle Obama. Friendship with a Virgo. What are you, Anne?
I'm a Virgo.
Damn! It's Virgo Day. Represent!
Oh, that is actually kind of weird. I'm not going to lie.
Career with an Aquarius. Do we know an Aquarius? That's why we're fucking poor. No. Anyway, today's ratings. Your general mood. Sex, 3 out of 5. Sorry, babe. Written in the stars. Nothing to give you there. Hustle, 2 out of 5. That sounds about right. Vibe, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, you are vibing today. I will say that.
I'm vibing. Success, 4 out of 5. Yeah, man.
So today is successful. I say that much. 80%.
Damn, dude.
I'm going to fart. Should I fart into the microphone?
Your new mic. You want to put shit particles into your new microphone.
Did you hear it?
We didn't hear it, dude. You need to try harder.
Oh, it wasn't loud enough.
I take it back. I like this website. I like horoscopes now. I take it all back. Ditch them all based on their star signs, dude.
So
fuck them all.
If when you first met
Michelle Obama.
Right. You were like, she's a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Well, how would
Michelle Obama.
How would you react?
No, but I'm not even joking. If I had met Michelle Obama, one of the first things she asked me was for my horoscope, I would have gotten a D-rection.
Yeah, your penis would have inverted.
That's honest. I'm not joking. I'm not joking right now. That's how I would have
felt. Your penis would have inverted and you would have had to blow it out like a balloon.
Like, I'm not joking. I would have probably, like, ended the conversation and not spoken to her
again.
Yeah,
I think if someone...
That's how much I feel about
this. I think if someone said that to me, I would slap them in the face, probably.
Just asked you about your horoscope.
The thing is, though, right, okay, as a woman who dates other women...
Why have to slap?
I don't have to think about this anymore. I'm in a long-term relationship. But I have to say, when I was dating women before on apps and shit, do you have any fucking idea how many lesbians are into that? Into horoscopes?
Yeah, are they?
Dude, oh my God. So many.
Why do we think it's a girl thing more than a guy thing? Because I never met a guy who's ever given a shit.
Yeah, me neither. Yes.
Why
Listen,
is that?
Gay women are obsessed with that shit. I tell you.
Because men are smarter. We don't believe in fucking voodoo. That's
and
why,
here
dude.
Is
represent.
Where we conclude Woo! The podcast now.
Cancer, represent! Michelle Obama.
King him in the head, please.
Sorry, dude. You can't hit me. It's not in the stairs. You can't hit me today. My vibe is 4 out of 5.
Where do I find my vibe?
Yeah, I'll do you. What do you need? Virgo.
Virgo, yeah. This is bro, a tangent, I don't know how much
bad, I got
in.
Bad news, bro.
What is it?
I got bad news, bro.
I mean, it has not been a good day, so.
Sex, 2 out of 5, man.
Well, I'm not having sex today, so
that's fucking
fine.
Weak, dude. Hustle, 4 out of 5.
I'm good with that.
Michelle Obama. I was enjoying your sex being 2 out of 5.
Oh, man.
I'm not mentioned on your today's matches, Ange, so.
What's my fine. Matches?
Well, your love with a Gemini.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I have to tell my Joe Biden.
Friendship with a Sagittarius.
Oh.
There you go. Career, Pisces. Yes. What? Okay, we're getting too distracted. We'll bring this back next podcast because we're getting way too distracted with fucking horoscopes. This is derailed horrifically. I'll do more horoscopes next time because there's loads more on this website that we can look at. It's
perfect.
Great.
I think at the beginning of every podcast now, we should check our daily horoscopes.
Yeah, we should. 100%, for sure.
Okay,
for sure.
Perfect. In conclusion, actually, read some comments.
Oh, fuck.
Blast through them.
I read a savage comment. She said she doesn't date Aries, but what she really meant to say is that her IQ is very low.
Jesus. Whoa.
That's hilarious. One person agreed with you. She was
I'm
at work
her.
And felt like she could not say no because you could have made a scene or complained about her within management with made-up excuses. She
no,
has
I don't
never
think that's what it was. I think she's batshit.
Okay.
I don't think that's what it was. You wouldn't give someone your Snapchat and you wouldn't be talking to them if you weren't interested.
Yeah, but she didn't give him her number. She gave him her Snappy Chat.
Yeah, but I just think you wouldn't do either of that. You would give something
Snapchat.
Fake.
It was still Snapchat.
Apparently.
Fair enough,
the
dude.
Fuck, he's a Snapchat. I thought that was big in like the mid 2010s, and we all gave up on it collectively.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Anyway, continue.
Bullet dodged. I figured you'd be a Pisces from the title.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Pisces. Over it. Fuck all the zodiacs that aren't mine. And we'll tell you more zodiac stuff next week.
Yeah.
Sex 3 out of 5, baby.
That's like not good. That's not a
represent.
Good score.
That's over half.
Mine's 2 and a half. Mine's 2 out of 5.
Yeah,
so I can't
it's just below average, and you're giving me shit. Above average.
Wow.
Above average cancer.
Honestly, I'm surprised it's anything because I'm not doing that today. So,
although it's not 1 out of 5.
So there's
hey,
something there.
Oh,
hit a little bump in the car. Now we're talking.
Oh,
all right.
Little presidential debate.
Shall we move on to the next one?
Yeah, hit me with your question.
Okay, so unlike your stupid one, mine has update.
Man. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, mine has a permanent update because we know his zodiac sign, so.
I think it's an interesting one. Sparks okay. interesting okay. debate. Okay, so. 26 male.
Hello.
Found her, 28 female, TikTok, after we went on a date. Okay, so this is honestly not something I expected to post about, but here's the thing. I have known this woman, 28 female, let's give her a name.
Orange.
Sure. For a while, since we are in the same friend groups. Orange is a nice person, attractive, and honestly, I've always enjoyed my talks with her.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I, let's give him a name.
Banana.
Banana? What's your motivation for choosing Orange and Banana?
I don't know. I just thought names.
Who cares?
What do they mean?
What do they mean?
The stars,
I mean,
dude.
There are people probably out there called that, so.
Oh, 100%.
Anyway, so, Banana. So, I asked her out on a date. I figured if she says no, it's fine. But she actually agreed. We went on a date this past Saturday, and honestly, I thought it was awesome. We went out to dinner, had drinks, spent the rest of the night talking, and we even took a walk on a walking bridge over the town's lake.
Oh, yeah. Sex 4 out of 5.
In brackets, it's not a big one. You do yourself a disservice there, my
sex
man.
Sex 1 out of 5.
Don't say it's not that big. It's not a big one. Come
Come on,
mate.
Man. Come on, dude.
Believe in yourself. Anyway.
No.
I dropped her off and was elated. I absolutely loved the night. However, that night when I was scrolling through TikTok on my bed, a post from her, I didn't follow nor knew she had a TikTok, appeared on my For You page. Essentially, she said in the post, getting ready for a date I don't really want to go to. It was like a bucket of ice water being thrown on my head. I was so freaking happy, and I just found out she didn't even want to go on a date with me. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying she has to want it, but please let me know if that's the case. We don't need to go out. We can forget I even asked her out. But doing this on the internet, it made me self-conscious? Not sure if that's the right word. Now I'm unsure about what to do. Should I tell her I saw this or just forget about it? Honestly, it really hurt me, and I'm not sure I want to give this another try. I mean, she didn't want to go out with me in the first place, right? So TLDR, which is for our new listeners who don't know Reddit, too long didn't read. I asked Orange out. We had an amazing date and later discovered her TikTok post indicating that she didn't want to go out with me, feeling hurt and unsure whether to talk to her about it. Yeah, so there we go. That's your question.
Oh, I think everything's fine. She didn't. Yeah, everything's fine. She didn't want to go out on a date. And even then, you charm the pants off her. Sex. 4 out of 5. You won. You won, dude. What are you crying about? You won. You won her over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think, is it a problem? I guess it depends on what else is in the TikTok. Is it a problem?
There's another dude in her bed. That's what it is.
Well, yeah. No, it's like how much... Clearly she had fun, right? You would think.
Well, that's the assumption. We have to assume that because this guy is a proper fucking dope. And he's like, oh, this girl love ice cream. And she's crying in the shed.
I think that sounds like the perfect man, someone who loves ice cream. Just that, oh, I love ice cream. That's her whole personality. I love it.
We were eating butternut squash today, and I did say, I love squash. Michelle Obama looked at me like I was a weirdo.
Oh, you are. So,
America's sweetheart, Michelle Biden.
Michelle Biden.
Michelle Obama. Everyone, America's sweetheart, Michelle Obama.
I think if you're particularly sensitive, like this young man sounds like he is, I think it would knock your confidence a little bit. Imagine you went on your first date with Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And you came home. That
first lady, Michelle Obama.
And you came home and you saw that she posted something that was like, oh, I don't really want to go on this date, but I did. You would feel like shit. You would.
Oh, as a young man, it would devastate me. Now, young men are very... very sensitive. A different color breeze will knock them down for months on end. But you have to. Okay, so she said, "What did she say on a TikTok?
Going on a date? For a date, but I don't really want to go on."
Yes. Now you could read that as she doesn't want to go on a date specifically with this young man.
Uh huh.
Or you could read it as, "I just don't want to go outside today."
That's true.
Which is what I tend to believe is more the case.
Yeah.
Because if you're oversharing on TikTok, chances are you're probably an introverted person who's like, meh, just don't want to go out today.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And not necessarily, I mean, she could be some sort of strange narcissist person, but then she had a great time on a date. What's she crying about? Like,
well, this is his recollection of it, we will say.
Yes.
So who knows if she had a good time?
I think she had a great time.
Yeah, I think she did too. You wouldn't stay for that long if you didn't. Unless he has her like under some kind of prison.
Unless he had a gun.
Spell. Yes. Unless he had a gun. Maybe is this American? He has a gun.
Could be with those colourful fruit names.
I don't know. I think I'd be pissed. I don't think I'd be able to go on a date with her again though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I would. Genuinely.
Oh, I would, for sure. It's a funny thing you can bring
up. You are lying.
No, you definitely could. Especially if it went well. If it went well, that's another funny thing to talk about. You're like, oh, I saw your TikTok. Aha, you didn't want to go out on a date?
I think you'd have to be quite a robust person. But I don't think this man is. I don't think this gentleman is.
And therein lies
the problem.
But there's no problem. He's already passed. He did it. He's already passed the... on the finish line, but he's already done the date and they had a good time. It doesn't matter what she said before.
That is true.
Matter if she's I never really liked gingers and he's there fucking radiating.
This is big condom, right. Tiny penis all over again, right? It doesn't matter what the facts are.
Come on, man. No.
It doesn't matter what the facts are. All it matters is that it's like he's going to be thinking the whole time, well, why didn't you want to go on a date with me? Because you just said no. And they're like in a friend group, right? So, or like mutual friends. So it's not like she didn't know him at all. She was like, ugh, I can't be bothered. I don't know. I also don't think it's that big a deal, but I understand why if you were the person in that situation. If this is my friend and I was giving them advice, I would say...
Don't post stupid shit on TikTok.
No, no, no. If I was friends with the guy, she's already done it at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
For her, there's no hope. But I would say to him, just
post your own stupid shit on TikTok.
There we go. Fight fire with fire.
Just went on a date that I wish I didn't want to be on before it started.
No, no. Send her a video, Snapchat video, of another girl sucking you off.
Oh. Yes. There you go.
There you go. Win-win.
Just been sucked off on a date I didn't even want to go on.
Win-win, right?
Win-win.
No. Uno reverse. Sucked off by a guy.
Damn, there we go. Dude. You got rid of my trap card.
Special card.
Was there an update to this, did you say?
Special card, go gay. That's what I say all the
time. Damn, dude. A magic card. Dude. Magic the Gathering, baby.
Being gay is a special card.
Sure. It's a unique class unlock at level 20.
I just think you're more evolved if you're gay. That's just my thoughts.
Well, that's why you have to get to level 20 before you become gay.
Shall I read some comments?
I can't believe there's an update, but yeah, read some comments.
Top comment is, I'd comment on the post and ask if the date went well.
Yeah, that's a great... What did we think of that? That's a great idea. That is a great idea. You do look a bit like a stalker, but fuck it, dude.
Yeah.
Do it for the memes.
It says, and then response, this.
This
what? Finish your sentence.
This,
sentence.
Babe. Oh my God, eat it. Oh my God.
Someone else said, I'd say leave her be. If she asks why, then tell her you saw her video.
Damn.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Well, there you go. People are just a bit fucking weird these days, aren't they? Like, why would you... I just don't understand.
And then we're getting into incel territory, which is like, I would never want to be with someone that would find that an appropriate thing to post for so many reasons.
Oh my God. Like,
all right, okay. Oh, and you're single, aren't you? So shut the fuck up.
You should be listening to Peak Millennial.
Okay, someone said, as an introvert with some social anxiety, I don't think I've ever wanted to go on a first date.
Even
if I really liked the guy and wanted to go to the location, my mind would always convince me that I was going to be unhappy.
Yep.
Luckily, most of my first dates have been fine or great. So I think that I agree with that. I think were you excited? I'm going to get you in trouble, actually. Never mind.
Oh, fuck yeah. I wouldn't have posted shit on fucking TikTok. I'll tell you that, dude.
No, was I excited for my first date with
Joe Biden? Did you post it on TikTok?
I don't have TikTok. I do have TikTok. I open it like maybe once every 3 months.
You could have been that fucking excited then, could you? Tragic, dude.
I think yes, but I was... I don't know if I could say I was looking... Was I looking for... Maybe. I don't know. I think I was just too... I think, you know, people always say, like, dating should be fun and blah. I've never found that to be the case. I've literally never found that. The point where I'm at in my relationship now, where we know each other really well, but there's still stuff to find out about each other.
Sure.
And we can just, like... Just lie in bed in silence. That's the peak part of the relationship, like where you don't have to say a fucking thing to each other. But you know, you just I'm not like you know where you're not nervous about having to ask something or worry about saying the wrong thing. That is the perfect time in a relationship.
Sure.
So dating for going on a first date is fucking horrendous. I hate that. I even look back on my first dates with
Joe Biden,
and I'm like, oh God. Horrible. I'm so glad we're at a place that we're comfortable with each other now.
We had a good first date. So,
yeah, I mean, we had good
first
dates.
She says with a gun pointed to her head. Really good.
Yeah, I'm not saying they were bad. They were great dates. But was I looking forward to... I feel like I was always a bit nervous, whereas now I'm not.
There's always
that level of being like, oh God, I hope this person likes me, which...
Yeah, and that might have been what this person was trying to say on the
date. Exactly. That's my point. So, I don't know. Were you excited for your first date?
Michelle Obama. Oh, I was fucking... Dude.
Dreading it.
You couldn't see my excitement. Dude, I was so pumped, man. I was ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was fucking knackered. I made us like 100... I took you sandwich testing.
What?
So I kicked everyone out of the kitchen and I made like 10 different sandwiches and I was going to make a test the flavor of food. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, dude, all right?
What the fuck? That is the weirdest first date I've ever...
I don't fucking know. I was like, I'll take a testing.
Well, sorry, I was best friends with you and living with Anna at the time. How did I not know this was your first date?
Michelle Obama.
If that was me, I would have gone running.
I got ADHD taken off the path. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we had like a blind taste test? And I thought, well, everything has to look the same because what if like the tech... I don't know. I don't fucking... Even though she's... I don't fucking know, dude. So I made sandwiches. They're all different flavoured sandwiches. Maybe they have sandwiches on our first date. I fed
that's
her.
One of the more insane things that I've heard.
Oh, dude. All right. 2 out of 10. Don't come fucking barking at me, dude. Come on, man. That's typical. What a fucking...
Shall I read the update?
Yeah, okay. Hit us up.
All right. Okay, so, hello everyone. Some people have reached out to me. Blah, 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 I don't care. Blah, okay, blah, blah, blah. Please keep in mind I won't be discussing this further, nor will I reply to comments. All right, big man.
All right, dude. Take it to the Snapchats. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, wait. The TikToks. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, after last week's post, I read almost every comment. I'm thankful, blah, blah, blah. Some people mentioned that anxiety is normal and feeling like not going out is definitely common, suggesting that I shouldn't look into it too much. While I agree with their perspective and see no fault in feeling like going out...
While I agree, fuck you!
What bothered me most in this situation was having to post a TikTok for a significant audition. What? I assume they mean audience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a private person by nature. Even on my social media accounts, like Instagram, I only have one single post. And I don't really like to overtly share, nor do I want to be with someone who does. It's completely fine to share whatever you want. I just don't want to be a part of it.
That's pretty fair.
So... I decided not to contact her. I chose to pretend that I'd never seen the post and let things be. I understand a lot of people might think this isn't the best choice, but I feel like it's the best course for both of us. And then last Thursday, a few friends who happened to know her invited me for drinks. We went to a bar, and while we were eating and enjoying our drinks, a mutual friend asked how my date went, as our circle was aware that there was a date going on. I didn't want to say much, so I just replied, "Oh, it was good, but I don't think we clicked." This friend followed it by saying, "Oh, we figured." Which made me feel rather uneasy. When I asked what he was talking about, he hesitated but eventually said that they had seen a TikTok post from her about not wanting to go out. At this point, I didn't really know what to say. The situation is just incredibly messy for me, but there's not much I can do about it. Still, I wasn't going to mention it. Blah, 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 blah. Nevertheless, this past Saturday, she sent me a text. Ooh. She mentioned that she enjoyed our date and asked if I wanted to go out again. I understand that she... clearly stated that she enjoyed our time together. However, I don't want to be with someone who exposes so much of their personal life. It's not something that I think would be good for me. So I decided to tell her the truth and sent a text explaining that whilst I absolutely enjoyed our date, her company, and that I thought she was an amazing woman, her post from the night out of our date came across my For You page on TikTok, and it made me feel really self-conscious. While I understand that she enjoyed our date, contrary to what she felt at the time of the post, I didn't feel comfortable going out with someone who had such a high level of exposure online. I wished her the best and expressed hope that she finds someone whose lifestyle aligns with hers. She's read the message and has left me on read ever since. I don't think she'll reply, and I don't think we'll have a lot of social interactions going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if this isn't the update you guys were expecting, but yeah, sadly, that's what the situation became. And then they wish everyone a good day. I think he made the right move.
She didn't reply to the message, but she'd definitely be posting on fucking TikTok. I don't know. This fucking hoe messaged me.
For sure.
He made the call. He's right. It's not even second date. He's already getting aggro. Fucking friends are chatting shit.
Again, right? The Iranian yogurt is not the problem here. The issue isn't the fact
Iranian yogurt? What did you say?
Yeah, I told you about this. Am I the arsehole thing?
Oh.
I'll send it to you. I'll explain it after.
Okay.
Issue wasn't that she didn't want to go out, whatever the fuck. The issue is that she's posting about everything that she's feeling or doing this stuff on TikTok.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think if that was me and I was dating someone who was really sharing everything about their life online, I don't think I'd be... I have a very curated presence online.
Sure.
I want to be a silly clown who occasionally posts serious things about the... I'm not comfortable like posting my partner like on the grid, or I don't want people to know about my life unless on the grid.
Damn, dude.
I don't want people to know about my life unless I think it's like people who are going to listen to this podcast are not people who don't know me, right?
Dude, you wait till I fucking put this out there. I'm going to share this on every relationship forum.
Yahoo. Even then, I'm not saying his name publicly. I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, there's
elements in my life
that I want to keep. Even though, yes, I have a podcast and I talk about stuff in my life, I'm not, I don't know how to explain what I mean. But I just think, sorry, I'm talking and my hands are coming up and I'm just aware of how small my hands are.
You crab lady, put them down.
I just think it's fair enough that you don't want, like, you don't know what they're going to make you do for some fucking shit TikTok dance or whatever.
Oh, yeah, oh my God, I'm out. If I, babe, yeah, if you ever made me do a fucking TikTok dance, fucking hell. I'm moving to Italy, back to the motherland. If I can listen, maybe I'll move right now.
I think you are within your rights. I think
I'm going back to
enough.
Naples. Napoli! By myself. When the
I'm
moon hits your
you,
eye.
Mate.
Like a bigger pizza pie, motherfucker.
We'll set up a new Italian podcast studio.
Buongiorno! Buongiorno! I'll wait, an AI one for next week.
Hold on. English to Italian translate.
Oh, God. Google Translate, the podcast, brought to you by pigmillennia@gmail.com. Send in your woes and your troubles. And next week, you might be replaced by an AI answer if yours is good enough.
Pico Millenniaro.
Oh, Pico Millenniaro.
Oh, sorry, I read it wrong. Pico Millenniaro.
Pico, there you go, whatever she said.
I think my version was better.
Yeah, sure. Okay, dude. All right. Sure. All right, pal.
Yeah, I like that one.
He's right. I didn't.
Interesting debate.
Yes. I think if I was living that experience, that would have crossed my mind, but listening to the question, I didn't think about that aspect.
Yeah.
And the dude is proper right to feel that way. Like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck the internet. I spend a lot of time on the internet. I don't even fucking wanna. Like, that's how absurd. Yeah. Like, fuck the internet.
I agree. My Instagram feed is limited to posting photos of Luna, funny photos of her.
There you go, dude.
That's pretty much it.
That's all it should be.
Should we get into the topic?
Oh, yes. The topic for the week. I tried to think if it was one we've already talked about, and it might be one we've already talked about, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. It's a new year, new me. Hashtag new year, new me. Pick Lenny on gmail.com. As our inspiring epic of an intro was generated by AI.
Okay.
Spoilers. Okay. I thought I would ask the question.
Spoilers. It's already happening.
Spoilers for the past, baby. I thought I would ask, in the future, let's say you are reborn into another body.
Sure.
And you're 25 years old.
Whoa, okay. Sexy.
Would you date an artificial intelligence robot person?
Oh, no.
Nah, you fucking would, you lying bastard.
What?
Yes, you would. You might already be doing one. How'd you know he's human? Joe Biden.
That is a good point. He is quite perfect. So
there you go.
Not entirely convinced.
You don't know. What if everything is a simulation and then everyone you would ever be interacting with could potentially be an AI?
Oh, it depends on who it was written by, the AI.
I'll do it for you.
All right. Then, yeah.
All right.
Done.
Spider-Man. No. What if I could make you date AI Spider-Man? It looks like a dude.
Are you joking? Yes, in a heartbeat.
It's not a robot looking man. He looks like a manly man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Because, like, when
oh,
I.
Oh, no, he real. Think, oh, his skin
when
is smooth.
When you explained
man.
It, I think I thought of, like, her, the film.
Wait, what's
where
her?
You're just like. It's Joaquin Phoenix, and he's just, like, talking to an AI. And it's basically if I was just, like, dating my Google assistant.
Oh, okay. No, fuck that. Although, could be. You smash?
I mean, let me ask him what he thinks. Hey, Google. Do you think I'm pretty?
To me, you're an 11 out of 10.
Well, there we go.
I'm dead.
There we go.
This is how it starts.
Oh, my God.
You totally would date an AI person.
I don't know.
You totally would. Have you had those phone conversations where Google can have, like, AI can talk to you like a person?
I have not heard of this.
Like, it rings up and it sounds like a person going like, oh, hi there, I'm just trying to book an appointment on Thursday for Janet. And you're like, books an appointment at a hairdresser's, but it's a robot. It's not a real person.
What?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Okay, but the point is that...
I don't think I would.
You would.
I don't think I would. No, I don't...
Dude, you totally fucking would, dude.
No, why do you think I would?
Because you wouldn't be able to really tell the difference.
Surely you would, though.
No.
Because they wouldn't have like opinions or...
Yeah, they would.
Part of the reason...
It's advanced AI.
How advanced?
Oh man, so advanced.
Because they can't just like agree with so advanced. They can't just agree with me on it. Everything, you know. I mean, although that is currently the relationship, maybe he is AI.
There you go, dude.
Maybe he is.
There you go.
Should I text him?
Oh, it's a really convincing AI, and the skin is so smooth, Ange. So smooth.
Does he wash his legs in the shower?
The AI.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Oh, then I'm in.
He gets in the crevices, man.
Oh, beautiful.
Gets in the crevices.
How's he in bed?
However you want him to be.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a strange question because it could be so advanced where it's just another life form. And then you're like, well, would you date the AI? Okay, if it was so advanced where it was an AI and it was so advanced, it's basically its own life form, has its own opinions, but it's obviously, it's an AI. You know it's an AI. You know it's not a dude.
It's kind of like the TV show Humans, if you ever watched that on Channel 4.
I don't watch TV, dude. I'm not a fucking nerd.
It's basically... How dare you? Oh, it's no. Basically this as a concept.
There
like
you go.
They have these helper robots in the house, and then they become sentient and all this kind of stuff. And, like, if a robot was hot, would I date it? Yeah, probably.
But it doesn't... What if it's got, like, a fleshy meat suit? Feels like a human, doesn't
it? Yeah,
feel
no, like... that's the thing. Oh, in okay. This thing, they had like they just looked like people. They
yes.
Just had like weird robot eyes.
Yes.
Like that were like very blue or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I think I think it would weird me out.
Oh, dude, you would totally fucking do it, man.
Why are you saying? What? Sorry. Glass houses. You would do it too.
Oh yeah, dude. Are you kidding me, dude? Of course I would.
Really?
I'll be all over but that, then, dude. In for a penny, in for a penny. Try everything once, man. Come on, man.
But then, would they, like, disagree with you? Would you have arguments? Like,
yeah, it's an AI. It is an art. You've essentially made another life form. It has its own opinions, and annoyingly, they're all objectively right. You totally would. I see you thinking, totally would, dude. No. Dude, you say no, you go on one date, and you'd be like, oh, shit, I'm in love, man.
I think one of my favourite things about my relationship at the moment is that sometimes I can be completely irrational and he's just like, yeah, that's fine. Like we have an argument about it, but he's like, you know, I understand that. I'm just like, I know it doesn't make sense, but this is how I feel. And he's like, fair enough. I feel like with an AI, they'd just be like, that is dumb. You know?
Yeah, but
that doesn't make sense.
Let's
cannot
say
compute.
It's not like Terminator. Maybe. Maybe it would get frustrated at you for being irrational.
It's like dating a Dalek, isn't it? Would I want to do that?
But
although they do have curves.
Machine learning, it would learn. Dude, you totally fucking would. You know what?
Why do you keep saying that?
Email your answers in.
That's what's pissing me off. That is what's pissing me off. The fact that you keep saying that. If you say that again, I'm coming through that screen.
Dude,
and I'm hitting you.
How do you know I'm not an AI right now? You don't know.
I've met your parents.
How do you know they're not fucking AI?
I've met their parents.
Damn, who? Oh shit! This goes. We're going back. Man.
I know you're not AI because I'm your
dude,
mother.
Everything could be a simulation. They could all be AI.
Am I AI?
Fucking to some degree, probably, dude.
Whoa.
No, you're not artificial. Oh. You're organically learned intelligence, I suppose.
Aren't we all?
You're OI.
Isn't that everyone?
No, because you don't know I'm fucking real. It's getting philosophical right now, dude. You don't know I'm fucking real, dude.
Am I real?
You're real. You know, you can know you're real. You
Am
can't
I
know I'm
boy?
Real.
Am I a real boy?
You're a real boy. You know that. They can't, said. You know that. But you don't know I'm real. So I don't think anyone could say that they wouldn't date an AI.
At this
I
point,
think
I'm
everyone,
more convinced that you're real than I am.
Everyone would date a fucking AI, dude.
I think it's too late in the night to be talking about this. This is like 12 p.m. stuff, you know.
I'm going to make a bot account on Facebook and seduce you via AI. To prove you fucking wrong.
I'd like to see you try, bitch.
I'm going to show up in a Terminator mask. Surprise, motherfucker.
What would they look like?
I don't know. A person. They would look like a person.
Okay. So could I change their gender?
No.
They
have its own. It wants its own things.
Then I don't want
you
that.
You can't. It's not a fucking sim.
Yeah, I don't want that then.
All right, you can get a bit of a lesser model. You can get the iPhone 3 of AI and have like Jerry the talking.
I don't.
What do you want, dude? Women, what do they want? Am I right, podcast listeners? Pigmillennial.
I don't want an AI. I want a real person.
I want a real boy.
Exactly. Okay. Is that such a crime?
Well, look, you're full of shit, and that's okay.
Screw you. Screw you, dude. Oh, my God.
Everyone would date an AI. I'm not full of shit. You would, no. Podcast listeners. Prove me wrong. Podcast listeners, prove me wrong. You would not date an AI.
Yeah, true. Yeah, prove Gio wrong.
Prove me wrong.
Message us, peakmillennial@gmail.com, or just DM us.
Do it soon, because if Ange loses access to that fucking email address, we got nothing.
just DM us in future, I think.
Send a letter to 1 Highlands, Scotland.
Perfect. That will reach us with the quickness.
Where the wind blows loud, the cows moo. Would you like an AI-generated outro?
No, I won't, actually. Don't want that.
Hang on, I've already prepped one.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for joining us on this journey of navigating the complexities of modern relationships. We hope you found our advice helpful and thought-provoking, and that it inspired you to take a closer look at your own relationships. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to relationships, and what works for one couple may not work for another. The most important thing is to be open and honest with each other and to communicate your needs and expectations. If you're going through a tough time in your relationship, don't hesitate to seek professional help. There are many resources available for couples who need support, and there's no shame in admitting that you need a little extra guidance. We believe that everyone deserves to be in a happy and fulfilling relationship, so keep an open mind. Communicate efficiently and never give up on love. Thanks for listening.
That was amazing.
I'm not being funny, dude.
That was pretty good.
That makes our podcast look like shit right now, dude.
Well, it is.
We need to fucking try harder, because that was written by a robot in like fucking 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, obviously, but you don't get the laughs with AI. Right. You don't get the giggles.
Hey, but what about the memes, huh?
Hey.
Don't contact a professional. Post shit on TikTok.
If you used AI entirely for this podcast, would you get me farting into the microphone? I don't think you would.
You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
So, and I'll keep it in.
If you can pick it up. We didn't pick it up, so it'll be a thrill to us all.
Oh, beautiful.
And our downloaded listeners. I know I'm in your phone. Oh, it's warm in here. In your pocket.
Oh, I see those pictures.
I'm in here in your pocket. You can hear me.
I see those pictures.
I can hear you
nice
too.
Nice bra, by the way.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow,
it's dark in here. God. Hey.
All right. That's enough. I've had enough now. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Which is the AI outro. I'm AI.